With everyone eating and drinking their weight in grease and vodka, I thought that we should check in with fitness expert Bob Harper. You remember him from The Biggest Loser and then our radio shows just a few weeks ago. He's joining us again. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jeremy. It's so nice talking to you.
Well, I got to say, when last we spoke, I don't think this coronavirus thing was just ramping up, but I don't know that we were in lockdown just yet. Either way, people are confined to their homes. I'm hearing a lot of excuses that the gym is closed and I can't work out. I'm going to call BS on that. That's fake news, right? We can still work out.
I never like to use that phrase, fake news, but I will agree with you on it this time.
All right. You're giving tips on social media. I've seen it. So let's talk about some of the basics that people can do. We don't need the big weight bench to stay active, right?
No, and I think the first thing that I would say is, especially right now, what really works for me is I have a routine. And I think that we're all very conditioned to get up and, you know, take our dogs for a walk, go to work, have lunch at a certain time, all these things. If you can try to recreate that routine as much as you can when you're in quarantine, I find it to be beneficial for my mental health as well as my physical health. Like, I know that I get up every morning, take the dogs out first, I have a coffee, you know, I look through my my news feed, and then I do a workout. And it could be I jump on my Peloton bike for, you know, 30-40 minutes. I have there are all these apps now readily available for people to work out in their homes, and I just don't think that there is any excuse not to work out at this point. It's going to be so good for you mentally and physically.
One of the things we hear about is people getting workout equipment, let's say a treadmill, and it collects dust, right? You know, you use it for the first little while, but here's the deal. If you're going to be sitting on the couch watching a TV show for an hour, whatever it might be, why not even just go for a small, you know, a walk, half of the show even, on the treadmill?
Absolutely. I have my best friend that lives in Los Angeles. She was really feeling like she just didn't want to work out. She was kind of, you know, kind of slightly depressed. And I told her, I was like, this, here's what I want you to do. Get a TV show that you've never seen before. I gave her a suggestion of one. And I was like, just get on there and walk on that treadmill of yours for, you know, the length of the episode. It's a 30-minute show. So she started doing that, and it got to where she was watching, like, two episodes. And, like, it was just, like, a little bit of a change that just started the routine that I am so passionate about to tell people to do.
One of the tips that I've had, because I'm a cheapskate, even though we do have a treadmill, is, like you say, if you're watching a TV show, when the commercials come on, walk around the coffee table for that 3 or 4 minutes. I mean, that's, you know, at least 20 minutes for a one-hour show. I mean, that's going to make a difference, right?
I mean, at this point, I think getting up off of your sofa doing anything, yeah. I'm going to be all for, because I think that it just, you start to get in that habit of sitting in front of the television, eating the chips, you know, or whatever the case may be, and it really does affect your mental health. And right now, we need to be as mentally positive as possible.
What about tips for families? You know, not everybody has a big backyard to play in and you can't go to the park. What can mom and dad do? You know, the kids are missing gym class. Do mom and dad get into the training clothes and lead a class at home? How can parents help the kids?
I'll tell you this. I mean, there are times where my fiance and I, out of nowhere, will just, like, crank up the music and have, like, you know, a dance party. And I know that sounds really silly, but it makes us feel good. We laugh, we bond. And so it's like, you know, I tell, like, my best friend that I was talking about just earlier, they started doing that, like, at right before or after dinner. I think it's after dinner. They just start, they all dressed up as, like, Post Malone and, you know, whatever their kid's favorite music artist was. And they just started, like, dancing around. And I mean, it was a way for them to just kind of reconnect at this time and also to burn a few calories and let off some steam.
Bob, we need to do like a Zoom video conference, because my Brazilian fitness model husband and I do the same thing with the dogs dancing in the basement. So we should link up and do that one night, okay?
I think it sounds great.
let's talk about eating, though. We've stockpiled the groceries all that we can, but it's so much easier to open that app and place a food order, though. How do we strike a balance?
Well, you know, when I hear you wanting to order food in, I get very happy for those small businesses that really need your help. So I think that, like, creating a balance there is really important. You know, when you do order in and you do all the necessary precautions, you're helping that small business, and I'm all for that. But those times where you're cooking and you're eating, you're having the food that you brought in, make sure that you are not stockpiling your house with just a bunch of food that you know is not good for you. We all know what we should not be eating. And I know that nobody is going to be perfect right now, and I'm not asking you to be perfect, but what I'm asking for is for you to give it, you know, your best try. Eating more whole foods, you know, the produce at the grocery stores around me. I find that the produce section is really full. It's the, you know, it's all the middle aisles that I want you to avoid in the first place. Those are the ones that are so empty.
You know what I find now, though, is that I'm not getting hungry as much. So what exactly, you know, everybody's body is different, but what's the rule of thumb for eating? Should I eat even if I'm not hungry? It's, you know, let's say it's lunchtime, I'm not hungry. Should I have something? What should we do?
No. At this point, I would say if you're not hungry, don't eat, because it's going to all balance out, you know, throughout the course of the day. So, and I think that, and I've never been a person that promoted low carb eating. You know, it's like I like to balance my macronutrients. At this point in life, I think that having lower complex carbohydrates could be a benefit, because if you are being more sedentary than you have been before the quarantine, then I think that you know, focus more on lean proteins and vegetables, and try to get creative with it, because again, like, that sounds really boring, but my really good friend Rachel Ray, she and I were talking this morning about, like, doing a cooking segment, and she was like, I want to see what you're doing, so let's do something like that. I think it'd be really fun, because I don't want you to eat boring food. I don't eat boring food, but you've got to get creative.
So we've had lots of great advice from you just now, but let's summarize. Three quick tips for our COVID-19 lockdown.
Three quick tips. If you're not hungry, don't eat. Make sure that you are getting a lot of liquids, drink a lot of water, and three, practice social distancing, because you know what, it is so important. Just stay away right now so we can all get together later. And can I give one more tip, a really good one?
Sure.
One other tip is, like, we are at a time right now that we are spending so much time at home, and I am all for eating right and getting physical activity, but challenge your brain, learn something. Like, I've started a psychology class at Yale online that I'm, like, I'm super into. Read a book that you've never read before. Like, challenge your brain, because, like, I think that, like, if we go through this time and we don't really learn anything, like, what's the point? I'm all about learning every chance I can.
So one final question for you. I've got to cheat. One final question. What is your go-to dance track in lockdown? Your one song?
Oh, God. I mean, my go-to track. Well, our dance party last night was Milkshake. We were dancing around a Milkshake.
Some songs are so true, though, too, right?
Yep.
You've always got great tips and information on your social media pages. So how can people stay in touch?
The main, it would be my Instagram page, and that is Bob Harper.
All right. Our favorite fitness expert, Bob Harper, thanks so much for joining us today. Stay safe. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.